today. We will spend some time, some moments to heal our heart, to let go of past, sorrow, grief. It is only when our heart is clean and pure and we connect with God, experience His love and radiate that love into the world. So now, I invite you all to sit comfortably. Relax your body. Releasing all tension. Let go of any unwanted thoughts. And settle your mind into peace and silence. In this moment, come into the awareness that I am being of love. Intuitively, I know that my original nature is to be completely loving. But in past, I've gone through so many challenges. The last year has been very difficult. And those challenges has made me fearful, insecure. And has also created self-doubt. It has also shaken my faith in God. And I have sometimes even questioned His existence. I felt drained and scarred. But today, in these precious moments, I realize that it was not the challenges that created sorrow, but it was my inability to deal with them. I understand that even the most challenging situations are lessons in disguise. They were simply the reflection my weaknesses. And I can choose either to get wounded or become wise. And when I reflect, I realize that even though those challenges were difficult, I have come out stronger, more tolerant, humble, kind and compassionate. So instead of complaining, I thank those challenges which have been an opportunity for me to grow, for me to elevate my consciousness. I know the road of life has many challenges, and I choose to journey it with an attitude of learning. I am a student of life, growing in every moment. In past, I have loved people, but I know that my love was not always unconditional. By loving them, I had put conditions on my love. And even had expectations. And when those expectations were not met, I felt hurt. And I stopped loving. And in blocking my love, I only experienced more sorrow. But I realized that it was not they who hurt me. It was my expectations, my unfulfilled desires and wants that created the hurt. So instead of blaming them, I take complete responsibility. Journeying through life, I'm able to understand them better, knowing completely well that they're not at fault, just playing their part. So in this moment, I choose to let go of past and connect with the being of my heart, and once again love unconditionally. Like a flower, I radiate love to my friends and family. As they receive my love, I can see their faces glowing and they feel comfortable in my presence, as I am more open now. And in a way, I'm able to draw their love and their blessings. and in giving, I feel completely full, completely healed. And now with pure heart and pure feelings, I connect with divine, whose ocean of love I connect with him in whichever way I like, whichever way is comfortable for me. Then I allow him to love me. I feel worthy of his love. I can experience his unconditional love. Removing all scars and making me whole again. I feel completely at ease, light, free from burdens and bondages. And as I surrender more deeply, complete faith in God, I can feel that in these precious moments, the spiritual surgeon is performing a surgery on my heart. Few moments, surrender completely. And instead of reconstructing my heart, I feel as if he has given me a whole new one, just glowing with love. My heart is filled with so much love that now when I look at the world, I can see my world crying for love. And I radiate pure love with heartfelt feelings of appreciation and good wishes to my world family. I radiate joy to them. I can feel this is a support for them to deal with their challenges. Now I have a pure vision of a world which is filled with joy and respect for each other. I will continue to to radiate God's love to everyone, so that my world family can heal and become pure and complete. Om Shanti.